Time for us to talk a little basketball summer edition stuff as we're joined by John Corrales of Boston Sports Journal and the Locked On Celtics podcast, celebrating 7 years of that. Hello there, John.
Hey, how's it going, man?
Outstanding, thank you. Actually, seeing the sun here, which is kind of rare for us.
Yeah, do not be frightened by the big glowing orb in the sky. It's supposed to be there.
I remember it from my childhood, vaguely. Well, let's talk a little summer basketball. Panic in the streets. The Seas are 0-2 in the summer league. What's going on?
There's a bunch of guys that will never play for the Celtics who are playing for the summer Celtics. It's, you know, it was never going to be indicative of anything more than maybe some progression for J.D. Davison. And our first look to get a sense of, hey, who's Jordan Walsh? And, you know, I think overall, aside from them losing a couple of games, it's been a nice kind of glimpse into, all right, Jordan Walsh has, you know, some skills there. I can see why he got his guaranteed contract. J.D. Davison still has a lot to work on. I can see why he has his two-way contract. The only thing I've been really watching for is, you know, signs of something, signs of what can we expect this upcoming season, and I think we've gotten a few of those.
Yeah, and one of those is the fact that they've been playing a little zone defense.
Yeah, I am excited about that, actually. I really am hoping that I'm not reading too much into this, because I don't think teams would do something like this in Summer League without a purpose. There's a reason why they unveil certain things or work on certain things in Summer League. You wouldn't have Davison and Walsh and anybody else playing a zone defense if it wasn't something that they were considering this upcoming season. And I think when I look at the Celtics roster construction now, a little less versatility, a little bit more height, there is the potential for a really effective zone defense that I think the Celtics can deploy in lieu of what used to be a switching defense and a very versatile roster. I think that versatility now is going to have to, you know, there obviously is no there isn't as much versatility. So I think they're going to have to manufacture it. I call it faux versatility in the zone. If you can play that zone the way I think they can and the way I hope they can, I think there's the potential for a really effective defense there this upcoming season.
And you think that maybe a 2-1-2 might be the way to go?
Yeah, it would just be like a little bit of a variation on the 2-3. I think the Celtics have a lot of height, obviously, in Tatum and Robert Williams. And I think those three guys can play the back line, and you could buy a little further up and just have him be the lone person responsible when someone gets to the middle of the zone. Normally, in a 2-3, there's a big, juicy spot in the middle of the zone where if somebody gets it around the free throw line, it kind of collapses everybody, and it opens up baseline cuts. It opens up opportunities. And if you attack it correctly, you can neutralize the zone pretty quickly. We saw that with Denver against Miami. We should have seen it with Boston against Miami. But if the Celtics can take that away with one guy, they can take away the baseline cuts that come with it. I think there's a way to modify the responsibilities in the zone to really make that an effective defense. Like I said, the height along the back line, and if you really want to get crazy, you can go super big with Tatum and Brown at the top and Robert Williams, Kristaps Porzingis, and Al Horford on the back line. No one's getting to the rim against that. Your only hope of beating that defense is shooting over the top of it. But on the offensive side, the Celtics could still play with four guys out in the perimeter because Horford and Porzingis can hit those threes. And now you have the ability to play Rob in a either dunker spot or a high pick and roll or dribble handoffs and stuff like that. So there are options. There are intriguing variations that the Celtics can throw out there.
We're talking with John Corrales here on Downtown. With the departure of Grant Williams, less complaining about calls, but also have they lost a little toughness with Marcus Smart and Grant Williams gone?
Yeah, that's going to be one of my main concerns heading into the season. Where does that come from? Who has the chip on their shoulder? Nobody. Nobody on this roster that I can look at is playing angry, playing with something to prove. And everybody's established. It's just a matter of can they be held? Can they hold each other accountable? Which you hear Sam Cassell talk about that and pushing each other. It's going to have to come in a different form. The toughness, the attitude, the something, some kind of like intangible there. I don't know where it's going to come from. Unless Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum find an edge this summer, I think the Celtics are going to have to play with a different kind of attitude. You know, it's just not going to be the old Isaiah Thomas, Jay Crowder teams that, you know, you're getting in people's faces and booping their nose with, you know, like Crowder did to John Wall. So it's going to be a different kind of roster. And I'm really not sure where any of that stuff is going to come from.
Now, speaking of John Wall, the Celtics were there to watch his little free agent tryout out in Las Vegas. Do they have a legitimate interest in him?
I think they're kicking the tires. I'd be surprised if he ends up coming. I think it's more a sign that they're looking for some extra guard help. Because they had to give up Marcus Smart, they kind of gave up their best passer, their best playmaker. So it's possible that the combination of Derek White and Malcolm Brogdon can handle that just fine. But the Celtics, I think, wouldn't mind a little extra help there, especially because Brogdon has that injury history. And Derek White is not the biggest guy. He played all 82 last season, but that was surprising to me. So a little bit of insurance goes a long way when it comes to the point guard position for Boston. So I think they went and took a look, but I don't know how interested they would be. He's not exactly the type of guy that I'm talking about. He's more shoot first, and he doesn't have much shooting ability left.
Now, under Ime Udoka, they were obviously focused on defense first. Are we witnessing a change in the roster to better match the style of Joe Mazzulla?
Yeah, I think that's certainly part of it. You know, guys, big guys that can shoot are at a premium there. They are leaning into the shooting for sure. I'm hoping that Joe can expand his offensive repertoire and have it not just be offense first. I think they need to have a good mix. And the zone defense stuff that I was talking about, a little bit more creativity with Porzingis there in the middle can help. But yeah, obviously Joe has been a little bit more offense first. And so far, I think the Celtics have been trying to give him the types of players that can more jive with his style.
And talk of expansion from Commissioner Adam Silver, Las Vegas and Seattle brought up as likely future sites. Is that a good thing for the league?
I think so. At this point, I think the league has gotten to a point where they can handle a couple extra teams, right? The talent is pretty strong. There are a lot of guys that could be getting more opportunities. So I think this is about the time where not just expansion, I think you have the opportunity to maybe expand and reshuffle some of the conferences. So if you put, let's say, if they do Seattle and Vegas, you can take a look at, you know, Memphis. Should Memphis come back to the East? Or should Memphis be in the East? Maybe you move Minnesota or maybe you move New Orleans. And make it a little bit more geographically balanced, because obviously Vegas and Seattle would go into the West. So I think it would make sense to kind of rebalance the league. I think that would be a good thing. There, like I said, there's enough talent to sustain it, especially internationally. There are a lot of guys that belong in the NBA to make this a pretty strong time for the league. Adding a few jobs. I think the union would be happy too. So I think everybody, it's a win-win for everybody.
John Corrales, Boston Sports Journal, Locked On Celtics podcast. John, we thank you as always, and we'll check in again with you next Tuesday afternoon.
All right. Talk to you then.